and let's get acquainted with each other. Maybe find out what lots you have. And what to say?
Somebody bring in some chairs, it sounds like.
And hopefully we're going to have some fun, and the people will feel very relaxed and able to make their comments. That's one of the nice things. We should have freedom to express ourselves without aggravation or somebody challenging opinions. Some of these things will be voted on as we move forward, and hopefully it's an unemotional count of the ballot that determines what your choices are and what you would like to do. Your strings have been hurt by some contention, aggravation, whatever has caused it, and I think that it's time, and I think each of you think that it's time to get on with enjoying this beautiful property, and each of us as friends, and work together. There's so many things we could do if we'll quit burning up all of our emotions and time and talent on the negative and accentuate the positive and move forward. And I get a real strong feel, as many of you have expressed this, that's your commitment to move forward and enjoy the ranch. There's a byword that we've been either handicapped with, misunderstood, or what may be involved. And that's what they call the original concept. There's a lot of people that were not here back when the baby was born. And so we thought it would be appropriate to have the documentation of some of the things. And so I brought here for all of you a copy of the Southern Utah News, May 13th. 1982. Now, the ranch was already 4 or 5 years into the present program. Many of you people predate the 1982. In fact, any of you who were involved in the first marketing program predated the 1982. And so these will be over here on the table. Feel free. I thought if we handed them out, you'd sit here and read them. And so we'll hold those until later. There's also some maps in this folder that can be over there in case some of you want to find out what lot you have or who your neighbor is. And so these maps could be available over on the page. Now, here's a big lot.
Does it have names on it?
No, that doesn't, but I do have numbers. I do have forms here that would be happy. So we'll put it over there later on. It'll list. I think I've got one that lists everybody, or Barbara may have, by number and by alphabet. So if you remember what you have them. No, I have some here. I have some here. We'll put them over there when I take them out, and everybody can look to see what your number is and how you relate to them. These large maps here on the wall are, again, step up and look at those. Everybody should know where Pipeline Canyon is. Everybody should know where Slide is, where Gravel and Birch and Podunk. Forever, don't forget Podunk. So these things are here for you to use, ask questions about. If we can just get down on a factual level and forget about some of this, well, I think somebody's doing something, or I you know, the hearsay and the cuteness that has been very damaging with these. You can find out who your neighbor is, who owns what, and I think we have a very informative meeting today. So let's ask questions and move those things through. There's another folder here. Here's when we started Deer Springs Ranch, we used an article that gave us some ideas about what a family ranch should do. It was Logan Brimhall's family in Mesa, Arizona. And I say I used to know his daughter, Johnny. But anyway, it's a cute article. And I think some of you will see kind of this was one of the things, as well as other things that we studied, that helped to create the original concept of Deer Springs Ranch. Okay, these others are things that will come along later as we move forward. I think next we will turn time over to Phil Hall, and he's going to visit with us on last year's meeting and give a report for his good service that he's put in this year as one of your board members.